Are you always on the go? Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, a content creator, and you're always on the go that you don't have time to really use personal information or your contact information, whether it's using a business card or virtual business card? Well, do I have the solution for you? I just recently acquired this new, I'm gonna say virtual business card. It's like a band. They have different cards, but Link is the new way when it comes to handling business exchange information as well as your contact information. It's the new business card. I love Link. They send me a few gifts. They send me a wristband where it gives all my business information as well as cards, and they have the dot cards, and I really appreciate them. It's been very convenient because I'm always on the go. People always asking for information and stuff like that. So what they do, they tap the band and virtual business card comes up and they can contact me through that way. It's easy, takes 5 seconds to do, and I'm very appreciative for Link. I'm gonna leave their link, that's funny, no pun intended, but in the show notes. Check it out and let me know what you think. Trust me, you'll greatly appreciate it. Let's get back to the show. And we back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host, XO. If this is your first time listening, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to Sauna IE. If you're watching this visually, I want to thank you again. I bet you're wondering, what is Sauna IE and how are they going to help me? First off, Sauna IE is a personal development platform for millennials who are struggling with the brain health. Every episode, we drop tips, tricks, knowledge, research, statistics, and really educating millennials like myself and you to learn more about the things that we go through on a daily basis when it comes to our brain health. And this episode, we're going to be discussing tiny life changes that will change a life. And I usually kick off the episodes with my quotes of the day. And my first quote is, don't let anyone, including yourself, speak negatively about you. And I feel like we personally harm ourselves because we always try to belittle ourselves, demean ourselves, and talk bad of ourselves if we do one little mistake. But if somebody in our lives commit the same mistake, we don't act as harshly to them. But we have to learn to love ourselves, that we're always a work in progress, that we have to take it one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time, and learning that every day I'm progressing and I'm not regressing. I can't be hard on myself, because the more you're hard on yourself, the more you lose that self-confidence and building and achieving what you are meant to build and achieve. And learning that life is a journey, and learning to take every step with a grain of salt, because we speaking negatively about ourselves only hurts ourselves more and sets us back instead of pushing us forward and progressing. So understanding, like, don't let nobody talk negatively about you, as well as you talk negative about yourself. Always speak positive about yourself, cultivate a positive environment, and always say positive things to yourself. And it starts in the morning, as soon as you wake up, really that first 2 minutes of the day where you're really talking positive, either saying affirmations, you're meditating, reading a book, or reading something positive, so you can start your day on that positive note. So if you started today off on a negative vibe, negative energy, there's always tomorrow. Switch tomorrow as soon as you wake up, that first 10 minutes of the day, speak positive to yourself, say the affirmations, read a book, listen to some videos, listen to some positive stuff, so you can start your day on the right foot. My second quote is, you survived everything that life has thrown at you because you are a warrior. Life will always test you. You will be tested on a daily basis, whether it be testing your mental strength, your physical strength, your spiritual strength, or your financial strength. You can handle it all. Everything in life is a test, and we pass tests with flying colors. But understanding that you are a warrior and you can survive anything that life has thrown at you. And let's get off to the show, Tiny Life-Changing Habits. And with this episode, this segment, I have about 16 tiny life-changing habits that will help you out for the rest of this year and push your year 2024 to being a great year if it's not a great year already. We're getting towards the end of quarter one and understanding like everything is within your power to change. If you don't like how the year's been going for you so far, let's change it. Let's focus on creating that positive energy, positive environment, and cultivating positivity all around us. And number one would be write down three things you're grateful for. Right now, get a pen and paper. Write down three things you're grateful for. Me, the roof over my head, my podcast, as well as you guys listening, tuning in every week and really giving feedback and really all for y'all. Like without y'all, none of this is possible. So write three every day, daily, get your gratitude journal, whatever it may be. Write three different things every day that you are grateful for. That'll change your life because you'll start realizing that I'm grateful for the little things and understanding that every little thing in your life that you'll be more grateful for, like maybe electricity. You see the lights around me booming, or having Wi-Fi, having access to water, access to food, access to having a laptop, a computer, having socks, clothes on your body, little things like that. Just every day, write three different things that you are grateful for. Number two, say no more often, or people will walk over you if you say yes to everything. And I'm learning that myself because it's like when you're a giver, you like to give a lot, and you have to learn that I can't give out too much. I have to learn to say no and set boundaries with people, because if I continuously say yes, people will walk all over me and I'll be draining myself of my own personal energy. So start saying no more often. And I know how it is. You always want to say yes to people, but you have to say no. You have to start saying no, setting those boundaries, setting those personal boundaries for yourself. You can't keep saying yes. Number three would be ask yourself whether what you're doing is worth it. Whether it's in a career, in a relationship, in life, is what you're doing really worth it? Sometimes I have to ask myself that too when it comes to me binging on like Netflix and stuff like that. I'm like, is this really worth it? Do I got to switch to watching YouTube, learning more about self-development, personal development, and stuff like that instead of binge watching a show? So sometimes we really have to ask ourselves, is this really worth it? Is this really how I want to spend my time right now? And understanding that. Number four, invest in experiences. Invest in experiences. And that's true, whether it's going to a conference, skydiving, freaking going on a vacation, whatever it may be, invest in experiences, because those experiences will shape you and it will create lifelong memories for yourself. Number five, declutter your workspace. How's your workspace right now? Do you have time to move around? Do you have space? Is it clean, or you just have stuff piling up, whether it's notebooks, books in general, having different notes laid around, scattered around? How is your workspace? Declutter your workspace so you can get that new energy flowing in and have them new ideas flowing into you. Number six, do a brain dump. And I'm like, a brain dump? What is that? Get a journal. So you, number one was write down three things you're grateful for, which is a gratitude journal. Number two, what I would recommend is for a brain dump, get a journal and start journaling. Journal in the morning, journal at night, and that's how you really do a brain dump, putting all your thoughts that's in your brain down on paper. That's technically what a brain dump is. Number seven, give away things you don't need. I'm pretty sure you got a closet full of stuff that you don't need, or a house full of stuff you don't need, whatever it may be. Give that stuff away. We can't hoard everything. Give it away to people that need it, to the less fortunate. Go to Goodwill, go to the Salvation Army. Give stuff away that you don't need anymore. Number eight, that's the big one. Keep track of your money. Start creating a budget. Check your monthly expenses. We all got bank statements and everything. Check your bank statements on a weekly, monthly basis and keep track of where your money is going, so you know where your money's going at the end of the day. Because we'll be like, dang, what happened to, I just got paid and now I don't got paid no more, or whatever it may be. Or you be like, damn, where did this money go? Keep track of your money. Create that budget. Look at your monthly statements and really, really minimize your spending to where you know where your money is going. Number nine, split your tasks into bite-sized, actionable steps. Whether it's like, okay, the big thing, oh, I'm gonna go to the gym and work out. That's the task, right? But you're like, damn, I work out for an hour. Can I really do that? Make it a bite-sized, actionable step to where it's like, okay, I'm gonna just go to the gym 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, set a timer. Once that 10 minutes goes off, I'm gonna stop and go do something else or leave the gym and go on about my day. You doing that builds up towards the task of getting an hour in to the workout, because every day you'll gradually add certain minutes. And a book that I recommend that really helps out with this is Atomic Habits by James Clear, which is a great book to really split your task into bite-sized steps. Number 10 would be try a social media detoxification every once in a while. I know how it is. Social media can be a great distraction, but we don't always want to be distracted or entertained all the time. We have to take that time back and really focus on our lives and what's going on in our lives. So sometimes you might have to take that time to detoxify yourself from social media, delete all your apps, and just be like, yo, I'm not going to be on social media this week. I'm going to focus on other things where I can progress in my life. Number 11, use do not disturb more often. I feel like my phone is constantly on do not disturb, and it helps you to not get bombarded with emails, text messages, phone calls, and things like that. You're using it more often, setting those time limits like, okay, I'm going to have do not disturb on from, if you have a 9-to-5, from my 9-to-5. I'm going to have the D&D on so I don't get disturbed or don't get distracted by people just bombarding me with their problems, because I got to focus on me and what I need to get done. Number 12, spend 30 minutes daily doing nothing. You're like, doing nothing? What you mean? Doing nothing at all. Just relaxing. Being with yourself. Being with your thoughts. Being with your mind. Whether that's reading or that's doing something. But doing nothing at all. Just being still. Either do a meditation where you're completely doing nothing for 30 minutes. And that will help you out tremendously. Number 13. Prepare your clothes the night before. This saves a lot of time. If you do it already, I know myself, I do it. And it saves me a lot of time, because I used to get my clothes ready the day of, and it's like it's too congesting with other stuff that I have to do in the morning. So the night before, I sit on my clothes, get my clothes ready for the next day. Number 14. If you have a head full of thoughts, go for a walk. Just go walk. Go walk outside. Go be in nature. Put your phone down and just go walk. See the different houses around your neighborhood. See the different people. See, like I said, the nature. Take a walk and really just be with it. Be with yourself, and watch when you're done with that walk, that 10 to 15 minute walk, your head is clear. Number 15, read 15 minutes a day. Just 15 minutes a day. We all got phones. Set the timers on our phone and just read 15 minutes a day. Take the notes of what you read and really think back on what you read. Analyze what you read and see, like, okay, this helped me, or what did you learn from that 15 minutes of reading? And number 16, let go of self-critical thoughts. We're always going to be criticizing ourselves. We're always going to be judgmental of ourselves. But we have to learn, like, yo, I am a work in progress. I am a masterpiece in progress. Rome wasn't built in a day. There's going to be errors. There's going to be mistakes. But all that's going to build up to the masterpiece that you're creating. So it can't be so critical of yourself that you, like, just don't do anything. Let go of those self-critical thoughts and focus on every day I'm getting better. Every day in every way I'm getting better. Tell yourself that. And you learn, like, okay, I can't criticize myself too much because I am learning. But those are the 16 tiny life-changing habits. I hope those helped you out. Appreciate y'all tuning in. If you love this episode, if you like this episode, if this episode helped you out, share this with somebody. Share this with a friend. Share this with a coworker. Share this with anybody who you think it may help. I appreciate y'all. Subscribe to the show if you haven't subscribed already. And let me leave y'all with this. Be strong enough to be patient while you're waiting for your blessings to show up. And we'll be back again with Sana.